Only one Democrat is running for Alaska's U.S. House seat. Harry Crawford is currently a state House member representing Anchorage and will be uncontested at the polls for Congress on Tuesday. But the Republican race has three candidates, two have never run for office before and are trying to take on incumbent Don Young, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Congressman Don Young is the second longest serving Republican now in the U.S. House.
When I first got elected, everybody said it was a fluke. You know, I was there, and I wouldn't last a year.
19 terms and 37 years later, Young is still Alaska's only House member in Washington. He had his tightest race last time around when now Governor Sean Parnell came within about 300 votes of beating him. Earlier this month, Young announced that federal investigators told him they've wrapped up a look into his ethics and won't bring charges. He's refused to answer questions about it, though, and his opponents are clamoring for him to explain. The ethics investigation cost him the top or ranking Republican slot on the Natural Resources Committee 2 years ago, but Young says that's no big loss.
You know, I got to tell you something about being ranking. You're really not much. You're really just rank. You don't accomplish anything. If we take the majority, I'm going to be somewhere. I'll guarantee you that. I'm not sure where, but I will be a chairman of some committee. We'll be cross that bridge when it hasn't been built yet, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
After all these years, Young is still beating the drum of natural resource development and is against climate change bills. He's also one of only a handful of Republicans insisting on asking for earmarks, despite party leadership's order to curb them. He sticks by his belief that he and Alaskans who give him requests know better what to do with federal money than Obama bureaucrats, as he calls them.
I'm not picking a fight with the leadership. They are entitled to what they want, but if they lead me wrong, I'm not going to follow them. That has always been my MO.
Young declined joining a Tea Party caucus in the House this summer. He says it's nothing personal. He thinks the Tea Party is good for America, but he's not a joiner. One of his challengers in Tuesday's primary, John Cox, says he is Tea Party through and through, and he does not like earmarks.
And the reason being is that there's too much shady dealings going on in the background. If we put on a bill that we need to fix roads, that should be the only thing that's there. Let's fix the roads, not, you know, what some other congressman or senator wants to have his little pet project fixed. It has to stop.
Cox is a retired Navy veteran and has lived in Alaska since 1976. He's never run for office before, but feels compelled to serve.
This country in the past has entrusted me with the lives of their husbands, sons, and daughters, and I've never lost a life while I was in charge. And I'm asking the people of this great state to trust me once again. Trust me with the protection of our lifestyle.
Cox says he's only raised about $400 for his campaign, compared to the hundreds of thousands of dollars his competitors have raked in. He says he just doesn't believe in taking people's money for ads.
People have tried to give me money for a campaign, and I've refused it and turned it back into them and said, listen, give it to your church. Give it to a senior center. Give it to a teacher. Let's help out Alaskans.
The third candidate, Sheldon Fisher, says he also wants earmark reform. He's a former executive at telecommunications company ACS, who's lived in Alaska for 6 years. He's traveling the road system so people can meet him, and he can get to know areas with which he's not familiar. But he hasn't been to any remote villages.
I feel like I need to win my share and to make sure I've got a presence there. But this election and the last number of elections have really been won or lost in the large population areas.
Fisher wants to start over with health care legislation and this time focus entirely on cutting costs. His number one goal is paying off the national debt.
I'm very concerned about the lack of fiscal discipline by both Republicans and Democrats over the last 10 years. Both parties, I think, have been unwilling to make the hard decisions. And I believe Don Young's been part of that problem.
Fisher says Representative Young's my way or the highway approach and comments have hurt Alaska, like when the congressman said the Gulf of Mexico BP blowout was not an environmental disaster.
This is where I take issue with some of the statements with Mr. Young, is that, you know, he perpetuates this view that we're not sensitive to some of the environmental concerns. And I think that's a mistake. And I think that if Americans could understand how we exploit resources, what we do, and how we can also preserve resources, they would be more supportive than perhaps they have been.
Both Sheldon Fisher and John Cox hope the anti-incumbent mood of the country is also alive in Alaska. They'll find out on Tuesday. In Anchorage, I'm Libby Casey.